Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great split weekend. Last day of July, first day of August.
Oh, I was wondering where you were going with that. Oh, okay. Now I know what the term means.
Split weekend.
There we go.
Yeah, okay. You know, we got a little of both. And tell you what, hunting seasons are right upon
us.
They're right upon us. And we just had a great show. We'll be telling you more about it down in McAllen. The Texas Hunter and Sportsman's Expo last weekend, and coming up next weekend, starting on Friday in Houston, you know, back to back to back,
right.
Granddaddy of them all, Texas Hunters Expo.
Right.
And that's going to be Houston, then Fort Worth and San Antonio. And a fellow that we both know, Murray Choate.
Indeed.
Inventor extraordinaire. This guy's got more degrees and ideas.
Yeah. And he's also sneaky.
Well, you know.
With what he invents.
Not only that,
yeah.
the ways that he's using what he has invented.
Yeah.
And we're talking about slow glow hunting light. Not only hunting wild hogs, exotics, predators, but seems to have gotten into the lighting and production on a certain television show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, we'll be telling you about that here later in the program. Plus, we've got updates. We're going to be talking a little weather, talking a little news from Texas Parks and Wildlife. And, yeah, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road. So y'all do stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide. All because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And as mentioned at the top of the program, had a great show. Really curious about what I would find down in McAllen. And given the southern border situation.
Right, right.
So busy at the show and with seeing folks and friends.
Sure.
Never made it to the river. Never made it to the wall. And really wasn't going to get involved in all that.
Right.
You know. But the influence was definitely there. around town and certainly in the hotels, big time presence with ICE, National Guardsmen.
Oh, okay.
After moving in last week, saw five uniformed, you know, fatigue type ICE agents over there, and they were visiting, and I grabbed a few Texas Outdoors Journal and walked over and said, "Excuse me, can I interrupt your, you know, y'all's meeting?" And they said, "Sure." And I said, "Where are you fellas from?" And they said, "Puerto Rico."
Oh, really?
And I went, "Wow, really? Okay." I said, "Welcome to Texas, and damn glad you're here."
Yeah,
you know.
Okay. And did you give them a magazine?
I gave them magazines, and you know, I said, "Hey, different issues. Y'all read them, circulate amongst yourself, and." You know,
and subscribe.
I said you can find out what's going on here in the Lone Star State besides what you're doing. At the show, packed. I mean, as soon as the doors opened Friday night.
And both people and booths and stuff.
Exhibitors, they were sold out.
That's the word.
There was a waiting list.
Oh, okay, good.
People showed up and bought the weekend pass, which, by the way, is also available for the Hunter's Extravaganza coming up.
Oh, okay.
Get you in, you know, all 3 days. But people were busy. People were buying. It was like a family reunion, Harold. I mean, not only of fellow exhibitors that you hadn't seen in a while, but those familiar faces, you know.
When Tom Hewitt. I know Tom said he had a nice visit with
you. I saw Tom down there, and he was big smile on his face and doing really well with Operation Orphans. So great show, and looking forward to kicking things off, as mentioned, this coming Friday at the Hunter's Extravaganza at NRG Park, and then we go to Fort Worth, and then wrap things up in San Antonio. And those are always phenomenal shows.
That's great. Well, we know that, you know, the big NRA convention is coming to Houston, the George R. Brown, the Labor Day weekend. But now, if you're a member and get the American Rifleman, there's a big 2-page ad in there. It'll show you where to go, but you can go online and you can actually get, if you're a member, you can get credentials sent to you rather than having to check in and line up to get them. So that way you can get your credentials sent to you before the show and just walk in the door.
I hope they have a good show. And the reason why I say that is because it's on a holiday weekend.
And, well, holiday weekend opener of dove season. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know who did the planning there.
Yeah.
But anyway, we shall see.
I know there's going to be a big industry turnout. So it's a heck of an event.
Right.
If we don't have any COVID things messing it up.
No, hope not. Hope not. I'm sure last weekend's show, and I haven't played it back yet. You mentioned the emergency spotted sea trout regulation had been extended for an additional 60 days.
Right.
And folks, let me tell you, it's absolutely phenomenal. Being down the Lower Laguna Madre and talking to TOJ's South Texas editor, Dana Wise, ran into Captain Brian Barrera. Man, he has been on some monster tarpon.
Oh, really? Okay.
120 pounders.
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, and not just a hookup, you know.
Yeah.
Talking about like five or six in a day.
Wow.
Of some big fish, you know, plus around the jetties, some that will definitely test your angling skills on a little bit lighter, you know, trout tackle. So, plus there's so many species down there. And we've talked about this with speckled trout, the limit being imposed, there's still a lot of other species and a lot of other good eating species. And a lot of other species, just to give you a tug that you can go after. On the fishing scene, Toyota Share Lunker program, responsible because of the outstanding catch of over 13-pound bass. They're saying hundreds of thousands of big bass fry are being released back in. So
wonderful.
You know, freshwater fisheries doing a phenomenal job.
Great. That's great.
You know, they struggled during the COVID shutdown, and but are back and doing great. Want to remind folks on offshore fishing, the federal red snapper season will close August 5th. And I'm looking back at my notes, and I think we've been saying August 2nd, which was the original targeted date. But the adjustment, the management, the regional management's being done by Texas Parks and Wildlife. That's where we're going to be and be able to fish out to August 5. Once that shuts down at midnight on the 5th, we're back to state waters out to 9 nautical miles, and there's been some great fishing, you know, taking place there as well.
I got to do a little horn to it, though, something I'm very proud of. Next week in Austin, Texas, next Tuesday evening,
okay,
at the annual Texas Association of Broadcasters Conference, which is really a big deal, I've been invited, because, you know, I'm on the board of the Texas Radio Hall of Fame, and 10 of us that are members of the Hall of Fame, we are doing a presentation, the 100th anniversary of Texas radio.
Oh, really?
And I get the 80s, and I get what Urban Cowboy did to kick things in gear, you know, for country music in America.
Right.
I'm really looking forward to it and what the other presenters are going to do. But we're a little country music beginning and ending and doing it right before cocktail hour, so the timing's perfect.
Oh. Outstanding. Well, congratulations. Yeah, that'll be neat to hear what kind of turnout there is.
Yeah.
And, how that is received by those in attendance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, hey, we've got the CCA Star Tournament mm-hmm. still going on till 5 o'clock on Labor Day Monday. And I'm looking at the latest update, and looks like in our Texas Ford Dealer Red Tag Division, mm-hmm. we got another winner?
Yep, finally. Pending polygraph, though, it says. But, again, explain to the folks what this is now, the catch it, clip the tag.
Yeah, it's in the inshore division, it's no longer by weight, and it's no longer, you know, as they call it, a kill tournament
mm-hmm.
where you bring the fish in.
Yeah.
Fish have been tagged, catch it, clip the tag, release the fish.
Right.
Even if it's floating belly up, you right. got to release it. Do not retain it, because you will not pass
the polygraph,
that polygraph
yeah,
test.
Right.
And then bring it to one of the reporting stations.
Okay.
But still got two Ford truck packages with the Haney boat and Mercury and Coastline trailer package. Still got that available, and yep. all five. So there's plenty still win.
Absolutely.
The blue tag division is basically you know, where the trout and other species that were caught.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just a blue tag, and you get a Mowdy boat, Mercury Coastline package. And what's our count there, Harold?
We're looking at it right now. 11 have been caught, 3 winners, 3 runner-ups, but 5 ineligible. That's that group therapy session that's starting.
Man.
Just, it's so cheap to sign up for the Star Tournament.
Yeah, it really is interesting. And the green tag division, going for a shoal water boat, Mercury motor, and McLean trailer package. Love those McLean trailers.
Mm-hmm.
We've got how many have been caught?
11 caught, 3 mm-hmm. winners, 2 runners-up, and 6 ineligible.
Ooh. That's not good.
Oop. Right.
Okay. And then we move to the offshore division?
Well, the youth scholarship.
Oh, the youth scholarship.
Which is interesting, too, because these tags, it's a $30,000 college scholarship and still only one winner.
That's crazy.
Young Andrew McRae. But at least when it used to be by weight, people would worry all summer, you know, if their kid had the biggest one, and then here comes another one. But this one's locked in. But surprisingly, only one of the 10 right now.
So Star has gone the way of instant gratification.
There we go. Yes.
No waiting. No suspense.
And put it on Facebook.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Now to the offshore division.
Yeah.
And the kingfish division, looks like we've got a nice fish there.
Yeah, and these are by weight. So yeah. Bill Massey's the current leader, 57 pound, 12 ounce.
Right. And Dorado?
Dorado, James Kate, 37 pound, 12 ounce. It's a 20 pound minimum, so these are all good.
And then there's our Ling Cobia.
Yeah, and this guy caught this early on, too. And this whopper, 74 pounds, 11 ounces, Justin Duhon. But a guy named Mike Brozig came close. He caught a 74 pound, 10 ounce.
Just
an ounce. Oh, man.
I don't want to date myself and do a get smart, you know, missed it by
that
much.
Yeah.
In the red snapper division, finally broke over the 20 pound mark.
Yeah. Yeah. Lauren Foster, 21 pound, 1 ounce.
Outstanding. Well, keep fishing, folks, and make sure that you're entered when you do head to the coast.
You can do it online. I mean, it's easy to sign up for it.
Real easy. That's how I do it every year.
You know, if somebody calls you and says, let's go fishing in the morning, go, wait, get online and sign up.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we got our best bets outdoor report, and Harold's going to tell us if it's this fuel, electric, on or off the road.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. on demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck 44 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, the trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha-ha! But you're not going to see them celebrate these 44 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and more importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 44 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
The granddaddy of all hunting shows, the Hunter's Extravaganza, returns to Houston, Fort Worth, and San Antonio. Bring the kids and see Gator Country's huge alligators and last season's bucks in our annual deer contest. Check out the latest in hunting gadgets and gear and enter our locked and loaded mega giveaway to win big. The Hunter's Extravaganza, coming this summer to Houston, Fort Worth, and San Antonio. For details and tickets, go to HuntersExtravaganza.com, a Texas Trophy Hunters production.
Oh, we're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that is proud of the USA and is committed to provide professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. Folks, dove season is just around the corner. You know you're going to go the lease, be getting ready for the upcoming deer season, and may as well have some fun at night.
Yes.
You know? And the only way that you're going to do that is if you've got, thermal imagery equipment, which mm-hmm. is,
it is amazing.
I play, it really is amazing. It really is. And, you got a budget, call Clifford Cheadle and say, hey, this, what can I get for this kind of money?
Right.
And he's going to point you in the right direction. And they got some good quality stuff, mm-hmm. regardless. Maybe you're more experienced and you go, I'm looking for the latest and greatest. They got that too. They ship for free all around the country. So check out their website at thirdcoastthermal.com and then give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
Okay, let us check the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, Saturday is rated as poor. This Sunday and Monday are rated as fair days. Tuesday and Wednesday jump up to a good rating. Thursday and Friday are our two best days of the week. Next weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, are rated as good. This weekend, look for game to be active from before sunrise. Remain active until late morning. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day occurs from early morning until early afternoon, just after the noon hour. By Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, so look for game to be actively feeding from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from late morning until mid to late afternoon. This weekend, on Saturday, July the 31st, the moon enters its last quarter phase. By next Sunday, August 8th, we will have a new moon. On the coast, this weekend, Saturday has a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. This Sunday through Friday are a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low each day. Next weekend, both Saturday and Sunday have a double tide schedule.
All right, staying on the coast, fishing, as we mentioned, has really been pretty doggone good. The biggest challenge, because we adapt and overcome as anglers, the downstream flow of fresh water that's impacting the upper Texas coast and to some degree over in Calcasieu. Fish on the south end, fish away from that flow. And on days that the winds are light, fish the surf. I mean, run out of the Cameron jetties, run out of Sabine, Galveston, all the way down to Freeport. And fish the surf because there is some really good speckled trout that are in that area. Now, mentioned to you that coming up on the 5th, the offshore season for red snapper in federal waters will end. Then we go to state waters. Fishing has been pretty good around the shrimp boats for offshore anglers that are trolling. And that's something that will just continue. Look for a shrimp boat. Go out there. They've drugged their nets all night. First light, they're culling their catch. And there are obviously some pelagic species that are hanging around underneath. West Galveston Bay has been good for speckled trout. That's kind of out of the influence of any freshwater flow. In and around the Freeport Jay, some good bull redfish have been caught. Heading on down the coast, you've got some good fishing in both East and West Matagorda Bay. The West Matagorda Bay grassy shorelines have been good for a variety of species. In behind St. Joe Island, fish those drains from the back marsh areas. And then work your way on down below the JFK Causeway. You know the King Ranch shoreline continues to produce, as do the grass beds. Out of Port Mansfield, some really nice fish have been coming into Getaway Lodge. I've been getting some reports from them. And then on the lower coast, surprising, the variety of fish that are being caught, both inshore as well as offshore. So you got plenty of options. How about our lakes in East Texas?
Well, let's go take a peek. Conroe. Many black bass are found near structures in 10 to 14 feet of water. It's all going good. Fork. Largemouth bass are good on top waters and buzz baits early or late in the day. Carolina rig plastic worms, diving crankbaits, football jigs working the roadbeds, timber, and the brush piles. Lake of the Pines. Largemouth bass are good on watermelon, green, and pumpkin-colored Texas-rigged plastic worms. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows near brush piles, fallen timber, and deep creek bends and ledges. Livingston, crappie are good with jigs working vegetation and above some structures deeper than 10 feet. Sam Rayburn, largemouth bass are good on points and ledges using topwater frogs and in the grass lines using jigs. Athens, largemouth bass are good on crankbaits, spinners, and wacky worms working the points, humps, vegetation lines, and grass beds. Crappie are good with minnows and jigs near timber, brush piles, and boat docks. Fayette, largemouth bass are good on topwater, spinnerbaits, square-billed crankbaits, and Carolina rig plastic worms. Palestine, crappie are good on minnows and jigs around brush piles, docks, bridge columns, and timber. Hybrid stripers are good on live bait and swim baits. Richland Chambers, crappie are good on minnows and jigs near bridge pilings, brush piles, and timber. Catfish are good on cut or punch bait, shrimp, and earthworms. Tawakene, blue cats are good on fresh cut bait. Channel cats are good on punch bait and chicken liver. White bass and hybrid stripers are good on swim bait, slabs, live bait near the main lake channels, flats, drop-offs, and humps. Texoma, striped bass are good on live bait and swim baits in the river channel and tributaries. Whitney, black bass are good on chatterbaits, crankbaits, Carolina rig plastic worms, and flipping jigs near vegetation, timber, and rock ledges in 10 to 20 feet of water.
Heading to South Texas, down Falcon Reservoir Way, where crappie fishing has been good for those anglers that are hopping from one brush pile to another until you find the bites you're looking for. Brownwood, crappie are good on minnows and jigs and brush piles and near bridge pilings. White bass and hybrids are good on white, silver, and chartreuse slabs, striper jigs, and live bait along the main lake channels, humps, and ridges. Allen Henry continues to produce. Black bass remain good on topwaters. Fish are schooling up, so use your depth finders to locate them. Oak Creek, reservoir that we don't talk a lot about, but they've got a good largemouth bass at first light on topwaters. Then you move to structures like boulders, fallen timber, and flooded vegetation. Lake Stamford has finally come back within its banks. Largemouth bass are good near the dam and the plant depths on Carolina rig soft plastic worms and jigs. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs around fallen timber and humps. What about the hill country?
Let's get up there. Big Lake Buckhannon. Largemouth bass are good with Texas rig plastic craws, shaky head jigs, diving crankbaits, and bladed spinners. Topwater plugs are effective early. Striped bass are good along the river channel with live bait and topwaters early. Canyon. Smallmouth bass are good on plastic grubs along bluffs, rock ledges, and rocky shorelines. Catfish are good with punch bait and live bait. Travis. Largemouth bass are good with Texas rig plastic worms, diving crankbaits, bladed spinners around points, drop-offs, rock ledges, and brush piles. Waco. Largemouth bass are good on topwaters early in the day.
On the hunting scene, the countdown to September 1 continues, and we are now, Harold, at 4.5 weeks out. I mean, it's just right around the corner. And mentioned this was a split weekend, last day of July, first of August. Be looking about the middle of August when hunting and fishing license for 2021-2022 go on sale. So you need to be aware of that. Got plenty of off-season hunting, and boy, that's such a miss. I mean, you know, off-season hunting in
Texas. Not in Texas, because hunting never ends in Texas.
It's year-round.
Yeah.
But the regulated seasons will continue through August 31st for the Javelina South Zone season and the open counties with no bag limit in the year-round squirrel season. So, you've been an honor author. You know, before you get into this, and I don't know if it's, I don't know what you're talking about, whether it's fuel or electric, but I am hearing more and more conversations in the United States Congress about pushing the Green New Deal, electric vehicles, and all this money that's being ramped up and spent by manufacturers. And they're going, we don't even have a grid set up to support the electric needs we have now.
Right.
And we're going to put more. You know, we're going to tax it even further.
Yep.
You know,
I love the picture that was circulated around about the car charging stations that are run off of diesel engines. Yeah, you know, I'm for cleaning up the planet, believe me. But, I mean, we need to, you know, we need to be a little logical and whatever. But, no, this one's it's a gas hog. You'll like this one. Yeah, this is a gas hog. And this is freaky. And especially with on and off-road tires on it, you got to really be careful with your foot on the accelerator. This is the 2021 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Rubicon 392. It's got a 470 horsepower Hemi in it.
Ooh.
Oh, my. I'm telling you. 470 foot-pounds of torque, 0 to 60 in 4.5, a 13-mile quarter. And when you're at a light and there's some young snot, you know, and his hopped-up Toyota beside you, and you go, hey, and you put your foot in this thing. It's just, I mean, it is a hoot. It really is. And I made it to an 8-speed automatic transmission, and you can just go anywhere you darn well want to go.
Sure.
Up the side of a mountain, go right ahead. Up the side of a building, go right ahead.
Put a snorkel on it.
Oh, my. Wow. You know, of course, steel bumpers, because you might want to bump into something. It's got all the stuff, man. You know, cool looking hood with this big air intake scoop on it. Park sensing, blind spot monitoring. I mean, it's got all the tech, all of it. Leather trim bucket seats, 8.4-inch radio screen, 7-inch color display, Apple CarPlay, I mean, all those goodies, Sirius this, Sirius that, 115-volt auxiliary charging unit on it, full-size spare tire, well, you know that, you see them hanging off the back, great-looking wheels all the way around, power-heated mirrors, I mean, luxury stuff, optional on this thing, aside from the engine, the trailer tow package, a Class 2 receiver hitch, wiring harness for all that, cargo group, cargo compartments, all-weather power mats from Mopar, I mean floor mats, excuse me. My eyes are watering, folks. Sorry about that. Allergies hit me today. Sky One Touch power top, removable rear quarter windows. Well, I mean, it's a Jeep, so you can still do everything else. Take off the top, take off the doors, do whatever you want to do, and get on out there. 13 miles per gallon in the city, 17 on the highway. What would you expect with that kind of power? Does have skid plates. Got to remember you got those. So you can just go anywhere, like as fast as you want to. And as long as you got about 78 grand, you can get one of these things loaded out. It's amazing. There are not very many of them. So this one would also be a keeper.
Outstanding.
As far as holding value. Yeah. 2021 Wrangler Unlimited Rubicon 392 V8 Jeep.
Listen, y'all, stick around. When we come back from this break, Murray Choate, Slow Glow Hunting Light. He's on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients, taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists, doing next-level research to beat cancer.
You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
The weather is warm, the winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, salooner and tide tables, plus updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal lets hunters know of off-season hunting opportunities, how to improve one's skills, plus ways to support and pass on our hunting and shooting heritage. These are a couple of reasons why since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you'll get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tail blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Been hearing about areas that have gotten good rain.
Mm-hmm.
Feed them Fortified Cottonseed and make it available, free choice.
Right.
Areas that have been a little bit dry, got to have Fortified Cottonseed to provide what is not available. As we tell you, we've got rancher friends that have gotten away from the pelletized feed and feed nothing but Fortified Cottonseed. Those antlers still growing, you know, make them finish off strong and also set the stage for getting through the rut and then on into 2022. For more information on Fortified Cottonseed blends, visit FortifiedCottonseed.com or give them a call at 806-839-2122. Keep mentioning that all these shows, hunting shows, are underway now. The Hunter's Extravaganza begins this coming Friday and will be in Houston, then Fort Worth and San Antonio. And I encourage you folks, when you're walking around, visit with the people that are there.
Yep.
You're going to learn something.
Sure.
And you know what? You may
just stare.
No. And you may even make a friend, know, that will help you with your hunting opportunities. That happened a few years ago in San Antonio when met the Choate family. Slow Glow Hunting Light. And I tell you what, good folks, good product. And they just keep on tweaking it.
Ah.
You know? Murray, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, Bill. I'm doing absolutely great. Good to hear from y'all again.
Hey.
Well, good to hear from you too, Murray.
Hey, Harold.
I know time. We have a lot we want to sell. Can you do a very brief how you came up with Slow Glow?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I was a biomedical engineer and hunted hogs just about my whole life. So I tried to start kind of making lighting products since hogs are so nocturnal that we would, you know, put out some type of lighting at night and learn a little bit each time we went. So finally came up with the ultimate product. I'd done a lot of work with the lasers in the medical field. So I came up with a super efficient lighting system that actually, you know, is off totally during the day, but at night it'll come on with just a little bit of a background. It fires LEDs, so there's no sudden flash, you know, when hogs come in. But it's real mild. Once it sees motion, it starts lighting up slowly. Takes about 2 minutes to reach full intensity, and the product has just worked so great because it's coming on slow. They're not smart enough to know that they're being lit, so it's enough lighting that with just inexpensive optics at 100 yards, you have no problems, you know, seeing a black hog, black crosshairs. But for the bow hunter as well, you know, you can stalk up behind the light and be able to get just incredible, you know, archery shots or crossbows, air bows, just about anything that you want to pursue, and pistols as well. So it's just kept building. You know, we bought our, you know, built the first prototype about 10 years ago and have now gotten to the point where we're like Bill says, we keep just, you know, tweaking it a little bit to what we've got today, and are just now introducing our new third generation. We call it the G3.
What is the difference between the original Slow Glow and the new G3 model, Murray?
Well, Bill, we you know, we used to take basic electrical boxes and do all the modifications to it. Right. Now we've got a really new, sleek injection molding case, and then we've also made it much more efficient. You know, I just keep blending new technologies into the product, and for the hunters that have been out and either don't have enough light or, you know, have to replace you know, batteries all of the time, we've solved that.
Okay.
Because it's so efficient, it puts out way more light than what a person needs. And then we use conventional 12-volt feeder batteries.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got all kinds of charging networks that they keep you plenty of power to be able to run the light all night, not just the first few hours after dark.
Sure. All right, listen, we're up against the mid portion of the program. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to go from the G3 to the infrared Slow Glow. There's more to this story. Yes, there is. So y'all stick around for more Texas Outdoor News.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm David Grimm, and my wife and I are the principal owners of Barron Brothers, an 80-year-old feed, seed, fertilizer, and farm supply company. We have 5 retail stores, 2 feed mills, and 2 fertilizer blending facilities. We move through lots of product in order to supply the needs of our customers. We have to anticipate their needs and make sure that we have what they need when they need it. Capital Farm Credit works cooperatively with us in the complexities of our business.
Together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
Catch, clip, release. You'll hear that all summer with the CCA Star Catch and Release Fishing Tournament. New categories this year and more tagged reds than ever before. Spend the summer wetting a line and you can reel in a new boat and truck when you catch and release a tagged redfish. Kids can catch a $30,000 scholarship. Sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Chilson Homes, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Shoal Water Boats, Mustang Cat, and Dargle Boats. Sign up at startournament.org, local bait camps and marinas.
We continue our conversation with Murray Choate, Slow Glow Hunting Lights. Their website, slowglow.com. And as we mentioned, they're going to be at all 3 Hunters Extravaganzas beginning this coming weekend on Friday, Saturday, Sunday in Houston, then Fort Worth, and then wrap things up in San Antonio.
And something new.
Oh, they do. Yeah. Tell us about the infrared, the IRG3, the new version of the Slow Glow. How does that work and what's that all about?
Okay. Well, we're sure excited about the G3, you know, the third generation. We're making that in the infrared as well. For hunters that use infrared, there's a lot of bounce back when you use an illuminator that's mounted on the top of your scope. You know, things bloom, you know, the grass or everything. So our idea was to take the infrared, the 850 nanometer, and put it out, you know, 100 yards away from you so that there is no bounce back at all. So there's no need to use the illuminator that's actually on your weapon. For any of the viewers that have watched Naked and Afraid and Operation or Expedition Bigfoot, they use our infrared lighting at night, and that's why you get such crystal clear pictures.
Slow Glow and Naked and Afraid?
Not naked, naked.
Okay.
That's a weird combination.
Yes, it is.
It's super exciting. We are not big reality shows, you know, watchers, but
right.
Every episode we look on it and we you know, freeze the frame. We go, there it is. There's the Slow Glow in the tree.
Yeah. And you can really see that they're naked. That's wonderful.
Right. But no, it's been a tremendous success. And what's really nice about it, this particular model, is that we also couple it with visible green. So, you know, for the viewers that know how to change colors, mm-hmm. There's two power barrels. There's a green barrel and a red barrel. You simply if you don't want to use infrared, you plug it into the green barrel, and it gives you regular visible green light, so you can continue doing your, regular rifle scope or archery hunting and so forth. So definitely two big lights built into one with the same, laser type technology built in.
Wow. Yeah, coming up at all three of these Hunter Extravaganza shows, y'all ought to spend some time at the Slow Globe booth and just visit. I mean, they've got video. The Slow Globe team is there to help you with your nighttime hunting mm-hmm. packages and yeah. the options. I mean, they've been doing it. They've invented ways of baiting areas that right. we've talked about in Texas yeah. Outdoors Journal, as well as here on Texas Outdoor News Radio, that are just absolutely phenomenal. One thing else that I'm looking at on slowglow.com, Murray, is the all-in-one package, and it really is all-in-one. Mm-hmm. What all is included in that?
Well, you know, the all-in-one is designed so that the hunter does not need to worry about anything else. They take their gun or their bow, and they grab the Slow Glow Pack all-in-one package and go. And basically, it starts with the same premium light that we sell, but we couple it with what we call the Stealth Box, and that's where a tactical case that carries everything will mount directly to a T-post. And then on top of that, we have a 5-watt solar panel. So everything is included. Every nut, bolt, clamp takes about 5 minutes to set up once your T-post is put in. And it includes everything, thus the all-in-one. Plus, we've got a little surprise at the Hunter's Extravaganza that we're going to be introducing. And it's kind of a new power system for not only the Slow Glow, but a lot of other things like trail cameras and everything. If people have worried and been frustrated over batteries being drained, we've got a solution. So we're calling that the Solar Pro.
Ooh.
And just it's something good to come that'll be coupled with the G3.
You know, and Murray, Bill will attest that my brain is kind of wired differently anyway. And I'm sitting there thinking, have you guys thought about getting into patio lighting? I bet you could do some really neat stuff.
You know, it is surprising the things that we actually sell for.
Yeah.
Security lighting, patio lighting, it's pretty incredible, you know, what people think up, you know, ways to use the Slow Glow. And because it's so durable, it's so yeah. long-lasting, it's really working out in a lot of different areas.
Well, and the other thing about it is this is a Texas-based company.
Yeah.
Run by a Texas family.
You bet.
It has been used all over Texas. I mean, you know, Murray's out traveling. You know, I've taken them up into North Texas and other mm-hmm. areas.
Yeah.
And real quick, because we got a little bit of time here, you introduced me to a new way of baiting, and I got to share this with people. I mean, Harold, this is so cool.
Yeah.
We kind of coined a term calling it snorkeling.
Okay.
Okay. What is snorkeling? How do we do that when we're around a water source with a Slow Glow light over it?
Right. Well, we found out real early, you know, how quick hogs can eat corn that's on the ground under a feeder or hand baiting. So we started finding out that in creek bottoms and things that they would stay, you know, really mix up mud and trying to find every little bit of feed that had accidentally gotten in the creek.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what we do is now we put corn directly in water up to, you know, a foot deep. And, you know, we'll throw it out around the edge of a pond. When hogs come in, they'll actually wade out into that water, put their head underwater, take a big bite of corn, and then blow bubbles underneath the water, which basically, you know, blows out the mud and keeps the corn in their mouth. It's really fun to watch, but what's incredible is that they'll stay in that water for hours. And for any bow hunters that know, you know, about slow stalks and getting up on an animal, you know, any diversion or noise that takes place allows you to get really super close.
Yeah, I've told people before that have never hunted hogs, you know, if you get a shot, take it. If they're eating grain on the ground, because they're like a Hoover, and they just keep sucking and moving, right?
Oh, yeah.
But this is where the snorkeling is different.
Oh, no, that's great.
You get a sounder in on the water, and there were, Murray, the first time when Clint was bow hunting, was there four or five, there was about five of us that snuck up close
yeah.
to a feeder with, you know, water, mm-hmm. they're splashing around, squealing and yeah. stomping mud down.
Right.
We were able to get real close. I mean, it gets real exciting yeah. real quick. Yeah. It really does. Anything going on at these shows from specials or offers that y'all are going to have to stop by the Slow Glow booth?
Oh, yeah, we definitely have specials, and I won't reveal the pricing now, but mm-hmm. we really encourage people to stop by, take a look at what we've got, the new packages, and certainly the G3 and the Solar Pro.
Right.
We're really excited about them, and I think everybody else is going to be just astounded with the differences that they'll see, you know, the quality, the efficiency, durability, and so forth. So, we're definitely ready for people, and we're excited about the Hunter's Extravaganza, and want to see everybody, want to talk to our old buddies and the people that bought lights 6-7 years ago that they're still going strong. We love to hear those stories. So come on by and see us.
Outstanding. Good folks. Spend some time at the Slow Glow booth and check it out, and I guarantee you walk away with a few of those, set them up on your property.
Fabulous. You bet.
Absolutely great. Murray, appreciate you joining us today, and we'll see you in Houston at the first stop, the Hunter's Extravaganza, this coming Friday. Thank you, sir.
All right, Bill, Harold, sure appreciate it. Good to talk to y'all.
Thank you, sir. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my 4 kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest-standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
We're back, and it is time for the Outdoor Calendar. What's coming up, Harold?
Oh, take a deep breath. August 5th, Red River Valley Chapter National Wild Turkey Federation fundraiser in Paris. Go to nwtf.org for info on those. Also, the 5th, the Cibolo Creek Chapter of Ducks Unlimited fundraiser in Shirts. Ducks.org for info on that. August 6th, Lake Somerville Ducks Unlimited fundraiser, Somerville, obviously, Ducks.org. August 6th, 8th, we've talked about it, the Hunter's Extravaganza at the Reliance Center in Houston. Go to huntersextravaganza.com. And then August 7th, Pineywood Chapter National Wild Turkey Federation fundraiser in Lufkin, nwtf.org. And go to one of those great events in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
The granddaddy of all hunting shows returns to Houston. The 2021 Hunters Extravaganza, August 6th to the 8th at the NRG Center. Bring the kids and see Gator Country's huge alligators and last season's bucks in our annual deer contest. Check out the latest in hunting gadgets and gear and enter our locked and loaded mega giveaway to win big. August 6th through the 8th at the NRG Center. For details and tickets, go to huntersextravaganza.com. A Texas Trophy Hunters production.
And do remember, Hybrid Light is now the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They've got flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, not just the sun, and they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone. So, for listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products. Free same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com, and at checkout, just type in the discount code TEXAS20. Again, hybridlight.com.
Want to thank our guest today, Murray Choate, Slow Glow Hunting Lights. Their website, slowglow.com. Check them out and then go visit with them at Houston or Fort Worth or San Antonio and really get to know and hear the whole story, not only about the family and the way it was invented, but how you can use it on your hunting property. It's phenomenal.
It's amazing stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
You combine that with your right optics and you're looking at critters and hogs and exotics and stuff all night long, as the song goes.
Absolutely.
Great stuff. Friends, check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com. There's a list of our wonderful affiliate stations. Also, you can catch us on Stitcher Smart Radio, iHeart, YouTube, all that good stuff. Facebook also. Like us. It helps build the audience, okay? Remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. So be safe out there, whether you're on the water or in the field. So you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.